Alright, here we go. Chapter 15. Author's note. Stoop flaming, okay? By the way, you suck from one every time some flams me. I'm gonna slit my wrists. Thanks to Raven for helping. Wait, every time somebody makes fun of her story, she's gonna cut her wrists? Did she die? did she pass out in the making of this chapter? I'm really concerned for her health right now. She must have cut herself a lot. And then the chapter starts. Ebony! Ebony! Shouted Draco sadly. No! Please come back! But I was too mad. Whatever! Now you can go have sex with vampire! And then, I shouted. I stormed into my room and closed my back door with my blood red key. Everything is fucking bloody. It had a picture of Marilyn Manson on it. Oh, of course. It's bloody red and has a picture of Marilyn Manson. The complete package. He looked so sexy in a way that reminded me of Draco and Vampire. I started to cry and weep. I took a razor and started to slit my wrists. I drank the blood all depressed. Then I looked at my black GC watch and noticed it was time to go to biology class. It just sounds another day in a life. For Ebony, she just fucking admires her Marilyn Manson key, cuts herself, drinks some blood, and go to class. It's just fucking every day. I put on a short, ripped, black gothic dress that said Anarchy on the front in blood letters and was all ripped and spiky belt. Under that, I put on ripped black... it's another fucking description of what she's wearing. I'm gonna skip. Enobi, I love you, he shouted sadly. I don't care what those fucker preps and posers think. You're the most beautiful girl in the world. Before I met you, you used to want to commit suicide all the time. Now I just want to fucking be with you. I fucking love you. Then he started to sing The Chronicles of Life and Death. We considered it our song because we fell in love when Joel was singing it, right in front of the entire class. His singing voice was so amazing and gothic and sexy, like a cross between Gerard, Joel, Chester, Pierre, and Marilyn Manson. Author's note, don't you think those guys are so hot? If you do not know who they are, get the fuck out of her. OMFG, I said after he was finished. Some fucking prep stared at us, but I just stuck my middle fingers. That were covered in black nail polish and were entwined with Draco's now. What? So they twisted both of their middle fingers up into the sky. I love you, I said, and then we started to kiss just like Hilary Duff. I fucking hate that bitch. Then why are you kissing just like Hilary Duff and CMM in the Cinderella story? Then we went away holding hands. Lupin shouted at us, but he stopped everyone because he was clapping by how sexy we looked together. Then I saw a poster saying that MCR would have a concert in Hogsmeade right then. We looked at each other all shocked, and we went together. Okay, end of chapter 15. Gonna go ahead and read chapter 16 in a bit.